USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be heading to Florida shortly, where he'll be unveiling a Medicare plan today that he'll enact with an executive order. It's an answer to the Democrats' Medicare for All proposals. Here's Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar.
A lot of the proposals for Medicare for All, what they would do is actually take Medicare Advantage away. They would outlaw private insurance, and this is what our seniors want. What the president's doing today is putting a stake in the ground saying he's going to be the one defending and protecting Medicare for our seniors. He's going to be improving Medicare, and he's not going to let anyone touch their Medicare.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. At least four people are dead after a knife attack in the courtyard of the Paris police headquarters today. At least one of the people killed was a cop. The suspect is identified as an administrative employee who'd been with the office for over two decades. He was shot and killed. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now, the nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
First-time claims for jobless benefits hitting around 219,000 last week, up 4,000 from the previous week's revised total. The biggest increases in claims were in Michigan, Kansas, and Missouri. The president says of the lawmaker leading the impeachment inquiry,
he should be forced to resign from Congress, Adam Schiff. He's a lowlife.
And while he stopped short of saying that chairman of the Intel Committee, Adam Schiff, should resign from Congress, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has put his name to a resolution that would censure Schiff for having read a parody version of the transcript of a phone call the president had with Ukraine's president in July.
He should be removed from the chairmanship.
The U.S. and North Korea are scheduled to resume long-stalled nuclear negotiations this weekend, but the isolated communist state has just announced it successfully test-launched a ballistic missile designed to be fired from a submarine. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A popular anti-heartburn medicine will no longer be sold at Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens after it was revealed that Zantac may contain small amounts of a cancer-causing chemical. CVS, the largest pharmacy chain in the nation, pulling its own generic brand off the shelves as well. The diagnosis at three hospitals down south, ransomware. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Three Alabama hospitals are being forced to turn away new and non-emergency patients after their systems were compromised by a ransomware attack. Police said the hackers hijacked access to hospitals' computer networks, which kept them from admitting new patients. Ransomware attacks have targeted numerous cities, including Baltimore and Atlanta, over the past year. Some attacks also targeted Georgia's state court system, the European Union, and seven hospitals in Australia. A few of the targeted cities have paid the ransom, which so far has totaled more than $1 million.
And one of America's favorite sugar candy rolls, marking a milestone today, as is its founder. Smarties Candy Company, celebrating its 70th anniversary. Its founder, Edward D., will blow out 95 candles on his birthday cake as well. The company produces over 2 billion Smarties candies roll a year, making it the company's best-selling product. Check out our online product at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.